Let's turn our attention to even more hope, not just for the tourism industry, but of course for our own health. Hope Phil, Hope PHIL, happens to be a very interesting charity. It's a non-profit organization that actually focuses on offering financial assistance to parents who are undergoing natural treatments and protocols at the Life Shine Wellness Center. I speak now to Robin Lee McGuin, co-founder and communications manager at Hopeful Trust.
Breakfast with Refilwe Mulata
on Cape Talk.
Robin, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. The Phil in Hopeful, of course, is named after Philippa Jane Alford, who happens to be your sister. Please tell us a lot more about Philippa Jane.
Good morning. Yes, that is correct. Philippa was my older sister. And unfortunately, she lost her battle to cancer on the 20th of September, so perfect timing, exactly 6 years ago. So Hopeful Foundation was actually inspired by her fight that she just never, ever, ever gave up on. So that's where the Phil comes from Hopeful, because she gave so many people a lot of hope.
And what is the hope that the organization continues to provide to people today?
I think we give them hope in terms of course, treatment. We give them hope in terms of fulfilling more of a life. They can enjoy their life a lot better. And just giving them hope in terms of everyday living. Mm. It's quite a thing to go through, and I think hope is what you need throughout it all.
For sure.
And we've got a big community that really do give a lot of hope, when the hope is very low.
For sure. So let's focus on the specifics of what the organization actually, endorses. And that is a more natural approach to treatment rather than radiation, chemotherapy. These are very harsh treatments. I think that they do, as much as they are very helpful, we believe in the science, but they do strip one of quite a bit of quality of life. Do the natural treatments enhance quality of life while you're trying to heal?
Absolutely. It gives them the chance to really focus on themselves, and it does. It really does give them a better quality of life throughout this journey that they embark on, because it is a long journey, whether you go the chemo route or the herbal route, or holistic, if that's the word you prefer. And, it really does.
And
it gives them... carry on.
You're currently assisting a person who's got brain cancer. I mean, do people generally come to this at a very early stage of the discovery or the prognosis of cancer, or is this something that they come to after having tried everything else? Where more or less in the journey in the fight against cancer does an organization like Hopeful and like the Life Shine Wellness Center come into the journey?
It really does depend on them. We've had it at different levels, of course. I think, so we're helping a gentleman at the moment with stage 4 cancer. We've really helped a lot of people with stage 4. They tend to find us, as you said, quite far down the line. Where they really have tried chemo already, radiation already, and then we are there to try and help them and guide them afterwards, which is obviously not always ideal. We'd like to catch it sooner and help them sooner, because then there's more of a guarantee of the support that we can give them. It's really up to them. I mean, we obviously want to be known so that we can help people from the minute they hear those horrible words to walking out of there knowing that they're all in the clear.
Well, we would love to be able to support. We know that we can go to hopeful.co.za if we'd like to support and give some money to the Hopeful Trust. To what extent do you need hands over and above money, for example?
At the moment, we really are trying to support this gentleman with his Life Shine journey. So he is already in Lifeshine. So we are looking for cash at the moment. Well, not hard cash, obviously, but we are looking for donations for sure. to help us support him. And obviously, any type of support, tell your friends about us. Let them know. I know personally, well, let me rephrase that. I don't know one person. Sadly, I'm only 36, and I don't know one person that has not been directly affected by a dreaded disease, especially cancer. Of course, myself and my family have been hard hit directly, but I know of lots of other people. So spread the word. Just let people know about us. Let people get involved. We do quite a few charity events. Around, obviously, COVID is put a damper on that, but that's why we're doing a lot of online digital campaigns at the moment. We've got some raffles going up. We've got some events coming up. So, of course, then just follow us on social media. We've got a Facebook account. Keep an eye on the website and just maybe help us spread the word. That's really what we're asking for, and obviously donations if they can help, yeah.
Thank you so much. Robin Lee McEwen, the organization is Hope Phil Trust. You can go to hopephil.co.za to support this wonderful initiative in the name of Philippa Jane Alford, Robin Lee's sister, who succumbed to cancer in 2015 around about this time of year, and as they try to assist this brain cancer patient at this time.